Good morning, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland here. It's Monday, the 27th of April 2015, and I'm standing in my home office, wandering around, pondering about juggling everything. This weekend was really kind of a juggling weekend. Let me explain. I'm a work at home mum, so I work from home. I have a home office. I have two small boys. One's in school, one's not, because he's still too young to go to school. So I juggle working from home as well as taking care of him. He's actually playing in his bedroom at the moment, which is why he's not in here. Often when you listen to podcasts, you'll hear him in the background talking away to me because I'm here constantly for him. We spend very little time apart, and that's out of necessity more than anything else. And there's also the 15-year-old stepdaughter who spends an awful lot of time here as well. She's not here at the moment. She's in school, of course. And obviously then the other person who lives with us is my husband. So, and as I mentioned, I work from home. So not only am I a housewife, put that bit in inverted commas, and I'll come back to it in a second, but I also work from home. So I would work quite a number of hours every week. I have a couple of clients, which is fantastic. It's great to be working. But my biggest client is me, because I have a blog and there's all of the blogging that has to be done with that. So that would take me quite a number of hours a week. And then I've a couple of other clients. Again, as I say, that's fantastic. And then there's all of the other housewifey stuff included in that. So I find it very hard to juggle my time. As I'm sure any other parent does who works or who doesn't work, who has loads of responsibilities, it's very hard to juggle. So trying to put my life into compartments is difficult. And this weekend, it really kind of came to the fore because I'd been working an awful lot. And also we maintain an allotment, not a small allotment, it's quite large. So that eats into my time as well. So last week I was working, I was spending an awful lot of time in the allotment, and therefore it meant that the housework suffered. My husband also works full time and he would spend an awful lot of time in the allotment as well. So when it came to the weekend, what did we end up doing? Cleaning. And it's so frustrating because what we want to do at the weekend is we want to spend time with the family, we want to spend time with the kids. Obviously, we want to take them down the allotment because that's a very important part of what we do. That's part of our leisure time, but it's also part of it. It's educating ourselves and the kids. It has to be maintained. And yesterday, I spent all day cleaning. And I'm a bit tired, to be honest with you, because I had to do it all in a big bunch. So there was quite a lot of kind of hefty things to do. And it's not that I didn't want to do it. Well, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, who wants to do housework? But it was more, oh gosh, it's just that I didn't want to do it all in one big bunch. But because I had got caught up in work and, you know, I cooked dinners and everything else, it just all got on top of me, which meant that yesterday was just spent cleaning. And I reached kind of the end of the day and I just felt, that's Sunday gone. And I've, you know, it was nice to reach the end of the day and have the stuff done that I had to do. But I reached the end of the day and I just thought, wow, it would have been really nice to do something else. And then, yes, it would have been really nice to do something else. And then I would have come home and then this big pile of housework would have been in front of me. Like, it doesn't go away. So that's kind of just the musings for this morning. I'm toying with the idea of starting up a daily vlog. I don't know. I'm not like your regular lifestyle blogger, beauty blogger. One of my previous vlog and one of my previous podcasts is about how I struggle with my appearance. Not because I don't like how it look. It's just that it's not something that's very important to me. And I've noticed an awful lot of the YouTube videos that I watch that looks are very, very important to the people who I watch. And it seems to be very important to viewers. And I'm not so sure. Well, it's not that I'm not so sure. I know darn well that there's no way that I get up and put makeup on every day or, you know, be so concerned about my appearance, says she as she records this podcast in a tracksuit with paint all over it. Well, nobody's going to see me today. Yes, I am in my office. Yes, I am at home with the kids, but nobody's going to see this. I have housework to do. I'm going to end up down the allotment. I mean, I just need clothes that if they get dirty, it's not such a big deal. I do have nice clothes. I have really, really nice clothes. I just don't have time to be changing in and out of them. So I don't know, would people be prepared to see what it's like for a real mom? Am I real? Yeah, I'm here real in the flesh. But, you know, like, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you if you want to go out and you want to wear makeup and you want to wear pretty clothes and nice clothes every day. In fact, if you can do that, hats off to you. As a matter of fact, I would love to do that, but I can't because that's not my lifestyle. And I don't want to paint it any other way than what it is. So if I do record a daily vlog, it'll be, for the most part, makeup free. Trashy clothes. But it'll be very real. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you'd be interested to see what way my life goes, what a daily vlog is like, let me know. I'm considering starting one up anyway. I know that there's there's an allotment tour vlog long overdue because I've been talking about it all. I've shared a couple of pictures, but nobody's seen the bigger picture. So I know that's long overdue. I'm going to have to do that soon. I know that I have a couple of recipes that I want to share. So they could all be incorporated into a vlog. Let me know what you think. So for now, I'll be back later on in the week with another podcast. You'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, except for Twitter and Pinterest, where I'm at WholesomeIE. And in case you're wondering, as per usual, this podcast was recorded without a script, standing up off of the top of my head. No pauses, no stop starts, and no editing, which is what a daily vlog would be like as well. Take care. Bye.